Let the women keep silence in the churches. It's not permitted on them to speak. Obviously, the context is it says learn in silence. It says let them learn in silence. If they will learn anything, let them ask their husband at home. It's a shame for women to speak in the church. Obviously, he's not saying they can't sing a song. Obviously, he's not saying that they can't talk in the church building or talk to each other and fellowship or say something. Okay, what he's saying is they are not to teach. I suffer not a woman to usurp authority over the man. He said, I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man. What is being a pastor? It's being an authority figure. What is being a pastor? It's teaching. If the woman is not supposed to be teaching the word of God and not supposed to be usurping authority over the man, she's supposed to learn in silence. How can you put her behind the pulpit and have her preach a sermon? Not to say that they couldn't sing or talk about something else, but preaching the word of God is not to be done in the house of God by women. It's to be done by men.
And you say, well, you know, if the men would step up to the plate, then these women would not.
Shut up. There are so many men preaching all over this world. You mean to tell me there's a city in America where you can't find a Baptist church where a man is the pastor?
Preach it.
It's just so dumb. Well, the men aren't. Well, you know what? Then there's something wrong with your denomination.
Yeah, that's right.
If you have a church with hundreds of people and there's not a hair-legged man in the building who wants to get up and preach, then what are you doing? What do you know? And look, if you go to, by the way, if you go to a church that's all women there, you know, and I'm talking about a big church. You go to a big church and they can't get any men to come. What's going on? What's the deal? I mean, there's a problem, right? So to sit there and say, oh, well, men aren't stepping up to the plate. No, there's a man down the street stepping up to the plate. You just don't want to hear what he has to say. You don't want to hear about the dung that's going to be spread in your face is what's going on. That's why you're not going down the street and you want to listen to the Joker Meyer, Joyce Joker Meyer. Folks, why would anyone listen to a preacher that's a woman that looks like the Joker? She looks like the Joker. Why? I mean, look, if you looked like her, you should. Why would you put your picture on the book? You know what I'm saying? Like, look, if you're a woman and you look like the Joker and you're publishing a book, here's a little tip. Don't put your picture on the book. You know, you don't have to put a picture on the book. And you say, well, she can't control it. She's making herself look like the Joker. She wasn't born. She didn't come out. She wasn't born and in the hospital and the doctor's like, ah! Ah! What is this? It's a Joker. She wasn't born. Look, she paints her face to look like the Joker. She literally, I mean, look, just Google image, Joyce Meyer. And you'll be like, I accidentally typed in Joker. Let me type it in. It's like, no, I'm serious. I mean, it's just like, just, she got her short hair, which is a shame because women are to have long. She's got her hair real short and she's got her face. It's not just that she's wearing makeup, folks. She's wearing a Joker makeup. And I defy anyone to actually Google that and come up and say, I don't think she looks like the Joker. You're just in denial. But that just goes to show you how people are so far removed spiritually from where they need to be that they would seek out, they would actually go to the store and find that book with the Joker on it and be like, oh, this is where I'm going to learn the Word of God. Pass by shelves of King James, right? Pass by men of God that are thundering forth the Word of God and get that book that's called God Is Not Mad at You by Joyce Meyer. Well, I'm going to write a book called God's Mad at You. You know, I don't care who you are. I don't care what you... God is mad. Folks, the Bible says the Lord's angry with the wicked every day. That means today on October 20th, God's mad today at the wicked. Okay? This is one of his eternal attributes. He has eternal, never-ending love. He has eternal, never-ending wrath. The smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. That's an eternal, burning wrath of God. Oh, God's not mad. God got mad at Moses. God got mad at literally the best person on the whole planet. The meekest man on the face of the earth, God got mad at him. That means it's impossible to go through life without God getting mad at you at some point. You have made God mad at some point. You will probably make him mad again. Joyce Meyer has literally lied to every single person by saying, oh, God's not mad at you. Because at some point, that book's going to become a lie on your shelf. You know, if you put that on your shelf, and the eyes of it probably follow you around in the dark. Or, you know, you get up to get your water in the middle of the night, and the eyes of that book are following you. You know, and at some point, God's going to be mad at you, and then you look at that book, and it's a lie. Because God is mad at you. We, you know, everyone that doeth good is, or everyone that doeth evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delighteth in them. No fear of God. Just everything's great. Everybody's fine. God just loves everybody, and nobody, he's not mad at anybody. And then also they say this at the end of chapter 2, that, well, where is the God of judgment? You know, all this preaching about hellfire and damnation, where is it? You got to be careful saying that. Because God is slow to anger, God is slow to wrath, and God does not punish right away, because to him, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like one day. So often God's wrath is slow to hit, but when it hits, it's too late.